The KZ2 Super Series heading out onto the circuit now. And it is Josh Buchanan, who was the fastest man in qualifying in the Euros qualifying session earlier today, who won the pre-final after fluffing the start on two occasions. He had a fourth and a second place finish in the heats, but he starts at the front of the circuit this time. Dean Starling won the first two heats, second in the pre-final. Then it's the 27 of Josh Pontello in the 27. Then it's Nipperis in the 16. Dylan Pintolini in the 38. Daniel Orsini's in the 19. Michael Peace is in the 46. Unfortunately, Jack Wescombe-Casey, Kouros Amiri, and Tim Thornton all out of the running this weekend. So as the KZ2 Super Series final is about to get underway, we need to thank the series sponsors Race Culture Motorsport Design, along with the support from Quick Pixels Photography. The points up for grab, 25 points up for grab here in the final. 20 laps the race distance. 20 points for second, 16 for third, 13 for fourth, 11 for fifth, and 10 points for sixth place. As they've pulled up too far forward. So now they've told them to do one more lap. So the leaders have pulled up on the wrong start line. They were having some problems with the delay on the wireless lights in the earlier races, which saw the boom, the drivers who were watching the boom, getting an advantage off the drivers who were watching the lights in turn one. So then they decided that they would start them all from the third marked row on the grid. And unfortunately, the first race, Josh Buchanan brought them up to the very front row, and this time he's brought them to the second row. So now hopefully he'll follow the instructions of the officials and start them here in the third row, so everyone's watching the same set of lights and there won't be any delay. So they're in formation now. Matthew Nipperis, I can't see the 16 cart out there. The 16 cart is off the circuit. And there's a problem here. So the 16 cart off the circuit. He's just trying to get himself fired back up. As Matthew Nipperis now gets fired away. So that's two aborted starts so far. Hopefully no one's tried to skimp on fuel with the 20 laps that is about to take place. So Matthew Nipperis, he's trying to find a gear. In fact, he's just looking now for them to come through, so he's not sitting too long on the start line. He's just crawling forward. And he'll pull himself into position number four, was his grid spot. So once again, thanks to Race Culture Motorsport Designs and Quick Pixel Photography, as they all pull into their correct grid positions now. The yellow flag is up. They don't start on the yellow flag. They start on the green. Away again, Buchanan gets balked at the start. And it's Starling who leads the way into turn number one. So Dean Starling in the four is the man who gets the jump away as they head around the top of the circuit. Nipperis got a good start out of three. It looked like Pontello got balked behind Buchanan as once again he's had a shocker off the start line. So also getting a good start was Pettini. So Pintini up into fourth position. No, he's been shuffled back one spot now as Pontello goes back to fourth. So the 38 of Pintini got off the line well, but then has dropped back a spot here on the lap number one as they work their way around the top of the circuit. Starling in the four and Buchanan in the 12. The battle at the front of the field. Nipperis in the 16. Then it's back to the 27. That's Pontello. Then it's Spintolini in the 38. He's got a gap between him and Orsini in the 19 and Peace in the 46. The battle at the front of the field, 18 laps, just under 18 laps to go as they work their way across the dip. And Buchanan around the outside of Starling as he makes a meal of it going through the dip. And Buchanan pounced. Now, Buchanan, who was the fastest man in qualifying, he's had a few moments today. He works his way back to the front of the field. And the 12 cart of Josh Buchanan, the TB cart, JV Motorsports entry from Lithgow. Fastest lap of the race then, a 31.454. As now Nipperis looking to go up the inside, side by side, through the S's. Can't do the move there. Starling under all sorts of pressure as he comes back onto the start-finish straight. And now Nipperis, who tried to go up the inside, coming off the last turn of Starling, got himself into a jackpot there. And Pontellino is all over him as well. So this time, Nipperis on the inside, coming off the top turns. They're side by side as they head down in towards the dip. Nipperis and Starling. Starling holds on. What a great battle there. Starling holds on to second for the moment. Nipperis falling back a couple of cart lengths as he works through the S's now. And Pontello is right there in the thick of things in the 27 cart as well. Back then to the 38 of Pintini. He's right in there, looking for an opportunity as these carts are using every inch of racetrack and putting on a great show. Buchanan, though, is out in front. So he is looking at 25 points from round number one going into his coffers at the start of the New South Wales KZ2 Super Series. He comes across the start-finish line to complete lap number six. 14 laps remain. As Starling has skipped away from Nipperis now. Pontello, Pintellini, all back there battling for that third place. And Starling, well, he showed some great speed earlier in the day, remembering that these guys are using the same tyres as they qualified on. Now, in this final, they've had some hard racing throughout the day. So has there been any tyre management going on? As Buchanan has the easy run at the front of the field, remembering that easy is a 31.6 second lap and they're getting up over 125 kilometres per hour as they come through the dip on the back straight. Starling again being caught by Nipperis in the 16 cart, and all over the back of that 16 cart is a Pontello. So Pontello in that 27 wants that third place from Nipperis, and Nipperis is dead keen to get up into second place here ahead of the four of Starling. But at the moment, Starling's doing enough to hold off the challengers as Buchanan is racing away into the sunset. Nipperis makes the move up into second place as Starling that time just broke too early, and this time now he gets punted off the circuit by the 27. I don't know if there's contact, but Starling certainly took evasive action there, which saw him into the grass. So Pontello now up into third. Starling, who won two heats at the beginning of the day, is back into fifth position because Pintellini has got past him as well. Nipperis, what can he do with clear track in front of him now? It is his home racetrack. It's the circuit that he'd be most comfortable on here as he works through the pit turn once again. Buchanan is out to a 2.2 second lead and has set the fastest lap of the race. But Nipperis has just responded with a 31.5 second lap to Buchanan's 32.2. Buchanan is just running the pace he needs to now, but in a moment or so, he might start hearing the engine of Nipperis behind him and realise that he's going to have to react. The gap is across the line 2.1 seconds, so it's stayed fairly consistent there as Buchanan, Nipperis and Pontello work their way around the top of the circuit. So Pintolini and Starling, Orsini and Peace running order as we are about to complete lap number 12. So 9 laps remaining as Buchanan comes across the start-finish line. Nipperis, has he been able to close that gap? Well, fractionally, but it's down now to 1.9 seconds. Then it's back to Pontello in the 27. That's the Parolin cart's Pontello engine sponsorship on that 27. He comes from Lithgow, as does our leader, Josh Buchanan. So they know each other fairly well. As Dylan Pintini from the North Shore Karting Club with a Modena CRG combination. That's similar to what Matthew Nipperis is running. So as the leader heads down, as I mentioned, through this part of the track to the dip off the back straight, over 125 kilometres per hour is the speeds they're reaching on the 6-speed gearbox, 50 horsepower engines of KZ2. One of the most exciting classes in karting. As we see them come through the pit turn now, the gap back out to 2.2. So Buchanan has responded to the challenge from Nipperis, and he is consolidating his lead at the front of the field. 15 laps to be completed this time by Nipperis, going in as deep as he possibly could that time, as Pintolini is in the dirt as well. So as the leader comes across the start-finish line and into the pit turn, Buchanan is out in front. 15 laps completed as we head around the top of the circuit once again. The leader is through the dip. Now he's coming up onto the back of Michael Peace in the 46 cart. So the blue flags will be coming on for the race leader. Peace looks over his shoulder as soon as he got his first blue light and realised that the leaders are on their way, and he's now trying to check to make sure he doesn't get involved in this battle at the front of the circuit. He's doing a good job of pulling out of the way here. And good work by Michael Peace. Josh Buchanan not affected at all. In fact, Peace now just rolling down the back straight, allowing everyone to come through before he pulls back on and starts picking up pace once again. Now, the battle for second, Nipperis and Pontello. That's down to about 0.3 of a second, about 4 card lengths at the start-finish line as they head back up the pit straight. So that battle for second is certainly not resolved. Pintolini and Starling are also closing in on each other. So Starling looking to recapture some extra points as the championship for the KZ2 Super Series continues on throughout the year. Every point is going to matter. You can tell that. And Starling is almost onto the back of the 38. Once again, Dylan Pintolini. So Pintolini working his way through the pit turn. At the moment, Starling still 2 cart lengths back as they work their way around the top of the circuit. Starling is closed in. Pintolini goes wide, sideways, coming off the top turn, and Starling now is going to give himself an opportunity here. Pintolini banging down through the gears into the S's as the white flag is out. Buchanan leads the way. Nipperis has got some breathing room. Pintolini, though, doesn't have any breathing room whatsoever. Starling is back there in fifth position as the leader, Buchanan, heads back down the back straight for the final time through the dip. And Buchanan, he set the fastest lap, he won the pre-final, and he's coming home to win the final here in the first round of the Race Culture KZ2 Super Series. Matthew Nipperis home in second. Then it's Joshua Pontello, third place. Fourth place is Pintolini. Dean Starling comes home in fourth. Daniel Olsini in the 19 will be back there in sixth position behind Starling and Peace, one lap down after the 20 laps of racing. Some fantastic racing to kick off the race culture. Motorsport Designs, New South Wales KZ2 Super Series here at Canberra. And, Josh Buchanan, he was good at the start of the day. He was good at the end of the day and takes all 25 points with him to the second round. Matthew Nipperis comes home in second, and third place goes to the 27 of Joshua Puntello. The next meeting here at Canberra is the big one. It's the New South Wales State Karting Championships, and it will be an exciting weekend. There's a lot of announcements to be made, particularly on the Friday of that event, so make sure you are here for all the action on the 29th of April through to the 1st of May. Thanks once again to all the officials who have helped out throughout today's racing, and we look forward to seeing you back here in Canberra on the 29th of April through to the 1st of May for, as I said, the New South Wales State Karting Championships. Have a safe trip home and all the very best until you return.